listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that is dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host, and during this live broadcast, we invite you to interact with us on our chat here on the emotionalpro.com radio page. Also can talk live, ask your questions live with our guest today by calling toll-free 800-630-7858. Well, I think by now we're all aware that big changes are happening in our world. With all the physical cataclysms on the earth like tsunamis and earthquakes and floods and hurricanes, it's clear that the earth is going through big changes. But then there are the social institutions that have been crashing, our economic system, the church, our political figures, and we're all talking about what's going on. But we have a range of reactions, all the way from total fear about the impending end of the world to a welcoming acceptance that we're making a change that's going to lead us to a time of great peace, joy, and comfort here on the earth. And we are currently, all of us, in the process of finding out which it will be. In the meantime, it is clear that big changes must be made in the way things are now. But what are these changes? Do we need to change the institutions? Do we need to change the way we do things here on and with the earth? Do we need to change ourselves? These are a few of the compelling questions we're looking at today as we discuss Unplugging the Patriarchy with author and mystic Lucia Renee, today's guest here on Full Power Living. You can find her at unplugfromthepatriarchy.com. Lucia Renee is currently working to monitor the evolution of Mother Earth and collaborate with groups of women to facilitate the One Earth, One Mind, a delicate network of rarefied energies that connects, synchronizes, or I guess it's one heart.
Yes, it's one. That's what I call it, one heart, one mind.
Right. It's a delicate network, thank you, of rarefied energies that connects, synchronizes, and uplifts world consciousness. She's been a professional actress, a computer science consultant, a teacher of self-discovery, and now is an author. She served a 17-year apprenticeship to an enlightened master of American Buddhism, psychic development, and mysticism. She's ordained as a Buddhist monk, and she uses her mystical training to collaborate with other female mystics to identify the hidden energy structures underlying our economic, social, and political systems. She has offered herself in service to facilitate the dismantling of the structures themselves and their vice grip on the global collective consciousness. So, Lucia Renee, it's my pleasure to welcome you to Full Power Living.
Oh, thank you, Eileen. I've really been looking forward to chatting with you this morning.
Great. Wonderful. Well, I found Unplugging the Patriarchy to be a compelling story of you and two other women, as we've said, trained in mysticism by your teacher, and you have the task of identifying the system that's operated here on the earth for approximately the last 2,500 years, the patriarchy, and then disabling its energy roots so it can be unplugged, making room for the next wave of experience, which would be the primacy of the female principle, and that's how that's part of our evolution. And you know, your materials say that it's part fiction and part reality, but I've got to say, I couldn't tell the difference. And I know that between 2002 and 2007, you did do some work like you describe. So tell us, how true is this story?
Well, I think, you know, I leave it open for the reader to decide. That's why I decided to publish it as a fiction. Mm-hmm. Because some people haven't had mystical experiences, or they're not psychic, and so that's a stretch for the reader. And certainly someone doesn't have to be in that category, I think, to read and glean interesting information from the book. So certainly I did take on the task. You know, the task that I was given was to research what was going on in the world at that time, back in 2002, and to identify, as you said, the underlying energetic root or the structure that underlies the whole patriarchal male-dominated system in which we live. And then once I had identified it, to take it apart. And I was told there are thousands of people working on this around the planet, what we mostly call light workers or energetic workers, and that I would collaborate with some of them. So I think that from the vantage point of the three women who worked on the project, it certainly was, you know, we were very, very concerned about the state of the Earth. Mm-hmm. And we were at a stage in our development where we were ready to step up to the plate. And so when we asked, what can we do? We were told as female mystics, there are certain structures that need to be disassembled because they have been, you might say, taken hostage by the patriarchal society. They need to be freed up so that they can evolve into another form that is that has more integrity and more nobility. And we were wholeheartedly willing to do that. And I think, you know, many of us are feeling that call at this time. We know that the Earth is in incredible transition and that we signed up for it. This is what we came for. This is what we incarnated on the planet for. And while it may be very painful and we may experience a lot of fear, as you said in your introduction, we are, there's something deeper in ourselves that knows it's time to act.
So after I read your book and thought about it a little while, I realized that you have an absolute wealth of information on, as you were just saying, the more esoteric subjects, like the difference between psychic perception and mysticism, or how to work with ourselves to neutralize evil or malevolent energy that we may perceive. And I got the idea, whether, or the question in my mind, whether your perception is that now is the time for more of us to know these things and to discover this, these parts of ourselves and work with them. Is that part of your mission?
Oh, most definitely. I think, you know, this is a huge transition that we find ourselves in. It's not only the end of the patriarchal era, which extends back, you know, 5,000 years. 2,500 years ago, we went through a transition where things began to become violent and very much out of balance, and we've been learning about abuse of power on the planet. But there was, if you go back 6,000 years, some very brilliant female historians, primarily art historians, because we didn't have writing at that time, have documented a matrilinear era. And so, you know, we had the old Atlantean cycle, and then we've had a very long cycle of time in which we've had a matrilinear and a patriarchal era. And so all of that is coming to an end. It's a huge transition. And the energies on the planet are such that there is, at least my perception is, that there is a huge wave of divine feminine energy that is sweeping the planet. And I think it's needed, because if you live in a male-dominated society, it's obvious that what you need is a dominant or an influx of feminine energy in order to balance it out. And that's very much where we're going, into a more egalitarian society. So that divine feminine energy that has been sidelined for so long is now readily available. And because it is readily available, someone can utilize that to work with their emotional body and investigate the patterns, the conditionings from the patriarchy, really go into them and have, if they want, if they ask for it. And I often, you know, begin my day by just asking the Divine Mother, what would you have me do today? Or would you help me shine the spotlight on this particular aspect of my life so that I can clear this from my egoic pattern? And I think it's easier to do that than it ever has been. I don't know what your experience is.
Well, you know, one of the things I really appreciated in Unplugging the Patriarchy was your description of how, when you run into someone that you may perceive or feel as malevolent or something that you find distasteful, that the way to really transform it is to go to the hologram, essentially, and pull it into you and love it inside of you. And that's the way to neutralize it. And I really liked that a lot.
Yes, yes, because I know you've done a lot of work with the various emotions and
yes.
Investigating love and how love is the root of everything. And I think we're in total agreement with that. That was certainly what I found. I was rather new to the whole aspect, the whole process of looking at my emotional body and investigating the egoic structure, the conditioning that I had. Mm-hmm. I had done some of it, but I studied with a number of female teachers who had different techniques and sort of evolved a technique of my own that I give in the book. And basically it just is a process of embracing. You know, love is the most powerful force in the universe. Everything is made up of love. My teacher used to say, if you examine existence very, very closely, you will find that it is made up of love. Mm-hmm. And so if you apply love to self-inquiry or self-investigation, it is the most powerful way to get at the root of your conditioning. And so I would simply watch whatever came up in my awareness field as a trigger. And when I identified the trigger, I would try to put a name to it. Oh, you know, I feel judgmental about this. And then I would just, instead of running away from the situation or resisting it, which is what we're conditioned to do, I would simply embrace it. I would say, all right, this judgment is welcome here. Mm-hmm. And once I had really merged and brought the judgment into my heart as something that was an egoic defense, something that the mind was really conjuring up to protect me from feeling pain, it would dissolve and I would be able to identify the next layer. And I would drop down through the layers, perhaps beyond that would be anger, and beyond that I would find insecurity, and beyond that I would find a fear of abandonment or a fear of death. And always, you know, again, I don't know what your experience is, but mine would always lead me to fear. And
yes.
Fear is the hardest one to deal with. And so my experience, and I think I was served because I have this kind of mystical war attitude. I'm not afraid to go anywhere in consciousness. Mm-hmm. And so when I would get down to the level of fear, I would find that it was really love with a wrapper of a very intense burning vibration around it. Just a vibration in the body. Uh-huh. And if I would merge with that, And not resist it, because that's the point where if you just go a little bit further, you come home.
Yes.
The fear would evaporate and it would actually reveal itself as ecstatic love.
Well, you know, as I've worked as a psychotherapist for nearly 40 years, and I have seen myself as a recovering angry person also. So a lot of my work with emotions has to do with how you can, as an ordinary everyday person, deal with anger and recognize what, or anger or any emotion, recognize what it's given to you for. So I think I'm a little more pragmatic, I guess, in my approach. And to me, emotions are given to us as tools, and I think you're describing that, and the tools are pointing out to us where we need to learn, and each emotion has a different message for us, a signal. For example, love says, come closer. Fear says, be careful, you're getting in over your head. Loneliness indicates that more energy is going out than coming in, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so I work with it on that basis. But in terms of fear, and I find it interesting. Years ago, maybe about 15 years ago now, I realized that I had lived my entire life in fear and had been taught fear. My grandmother said, don't do that for fear of, you know. And I determined that I didn't want to be afraid anymore. And I realized that with the opposites that we have on the earth, the opposite to me of fear is faith, or you could also call it love. and that anytime I'm in fear, I'm not in faith. And so the technique I developed was anytime I noticed I was afraid, I would say, what if I had a written guarantee from God that everything would turn out all right and I'd be safe? What would I be looking at then, and how would I deal with things, and what decisions would I be making? And I started doing that, and it really did transform my life.
Well, yes, we live this patriarchal society for the past 2,500 years has run on fear. That is the way we are conditioned, and that is the way the system continues to function. In my book, I describe, there is a small body of what I call a ruling elite, and basically they run the various components of this patriarchal system, banking and industry and politics, military, and so on. And it's all run on fear. And the whole system, you know, at the end of the book, as I'm sure you read, come to that place where we look at basically what we call a fear machine that pushes fear out through the society. Without fear, this cannot survive. This system cannot survive. And so my theory is that, and what I'm working for now in terms of my work with women and with men, but primarily with women, that's my mission, is to come into a place where we unplug from that patriarchal conditioning and stand in our power, that we as women reclaim our power and our equal stance. And in order to do that, we have to embrace the fear and unplug from it. And if enough of us do that, if a percentage do that, then we go through a phase transition on the planet. And it really doesn't take many of us who are willing to step up to the plate and unplug, sort of like having a giant Monopoly game. And, if a third of the people get up from the table and say, well, I'm tired of this game, I don't want to play anymore, of course the game can't continue.
Right.
And the only reason the patriarchy, with its abuse of power and its corruption and its greed, is able to function every day with us as captives and as a system that really limits consciousness, is because we buy into it, we participate in it, and we allow it to continue.
One of my thoughts after 9/11 was that on a esoteric level, a purpose of that event was to face us with the issue, do we go into fear or do we go into faith? And I spent a lot of time trying to encourage people to go into faith, of course. You know, we're up to our first break here, and I want to talk more about this whole issue of power with the lunar feminine and the solar feminine when we come back. Will you talk with me about that?
Absolutely.
So you're listening to Full Power Living. We're discussing unplugging the patriarchy, I'm going to say this, with author Lucia Renee. We'll be right back.
To Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
How difficult is it for you to ask directly for what you really want? To take responsibility graciously and willingly for your mistakes? Or to relate with others because it's fun instead of because you need something from them? Most people believe manipulation and codependence are normal behaviors for adults. They may be common, but they're not normal. Manipulative behaviors really are designed to be part of childhood, to be put away as things of the past when we become adults. So, if you're ready to let manipulation and codependence be part of your past, then get the mini course I've created for you, Ending Codependence, The Bottom Line. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, offering you a formula that you can follow for creating healthy, manipulation-free, and lasting intimate relationships. I also give you the tools and principles that you can use to develop lasting immunity to codependence. Get Ending Codependence today at www.emotionalpro.com. That's emotionalpro.com. Right, we're back on Full Power Living today, talking with the author of Unplugging the Patriarchy, Lucia Renee. So I know that people can get their copy on your website, unplugfromthepatriarchy.com, Lucia. Where else can they get it? Anywhere? All bookstores?
Yes, they can get it at Amazon, and you can actually walk into Borders or Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore and ask them to get on their computer and order it for you.
Right.
And we're also, if you don't mind me mentioning it, we're running a special because we're launching the book this weekend.
I noticed
for the spring equinox. So we're running a special on our website and discounting the book. It's only $10, and we're throwing in free shipping domestically. So that's a real savings, and we'll run that special for a little while for people who want to take advantage of it.
That's wonderful. Having read it, I was so amazed by your book. Speaking many things that I know and many things I never thought of. So I think that's really a deal. You know, before I opened the cover of your book, I looked at this title, Unplugging the Patriarchy, and had some concern about whether it was male bashing or angry or hostile. And I found it anything but. And I think it's important to let people know that not only is it anything but you fully acknowledge that women and men are both part of the changes that are going on, and that as a woman, you have been actively participating in allowing the patriarchy to occur in the first place. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. We found through our research, you know, we did two types of research. One was, of course, just book learning about what is going on, because I was quite naive about how the world worked when I was given my assignment to research and figure out the whole thing. But then I wasn't satisfied with just the book learning. I would always jump on a plane and go to the place I had just read about. So if I read about the World Trade Organization in Geneva, Switzerland, I went and paid a visit. And then as, you know, I would use my psychic abilities and my skill as a mystic to really, to be there, to steep myself in the energy and to ask, well, what is really going on here? And I think because I did that, I was able to get a very well-rounded understanding of the way the whole system works, both left brain and right brain.
And I think you conveyed that to your reader, too. It was really fascinating reading those descriptions.
Yes, and certainly one doesn't have to be a mystic to understand those sections. And I tried to make them a bit educational because there are a lot of tricks of the trade that you can pass on to people, just techniques, mystical techniques that that help you get through the day, you know, about how you're losing energy or how energies affect you in the patriarchal system and so on. But what we discovered, because we laid out all of the components of the patriarchy, there are really 20, and it gives you, it sort of pops the hood, you know, on the patriarchal system and shows you how the engine works. And I think the advantage to the reader is that it gives you the ability to touch on each of those components and see, you know, where there is conditioning within yourself around that particular component. So if we're looking at industry and business, how does consumerism affect me? If we're looking at banking and money, how do I still have issues around money? And you see our exploration around those issues, but you can feel out and work with your own issues if you so desire. But part of our more esoteric research had to do with going back through the 5,000-year patriarchy, and we were all psychics and mystics, but also computer scientists, interestingly enough. Mm-hmm. So we had the ability to do a pretty rigorous analysis of the way the whole thing came into being. And what we ended up seeing, which really surprised us, was that women at the beginning of the 5,000-year-old patriarchy collectively made a decision to hand over the reins of power to men. mm-hmm. so that men could learn about power, because women held power in the matrilinear age. And so, you know, we have this idea as women that we have been repressed in a patriarchal society, that we have been considered second-class citizens, and we know at a cellular level the pain of that. We can remember it. It's been handed down to us generation to generation. But when you consider that we actually agreed to do it so that both men and women could learn about power in all of its aspects, because that's what this era is about. It's learning about power, and abuse of power is part of power and of learning about it. Then it removes the stigma that women are somehow victimized in the patriarchal society.
Yes, that's really wonderful. I just share briefly with you, I married my husband 11 years ago, and he had two former wives, both of whom have now died of cancer. And I went to a friend of mine who's a medium, and I asked her, why, you know, who are these women to me? And I was told that I was part of that matrilineal society, and that I got overwhelmed with my job of being a leader and abandoned them. And they were angry with me, but I now am marrying this man because they had children, and it's my job to take care of their children as recompense. And that made sense to me. But I just, as you were talking, I was thinking, well, maybe women were going, okay, long enough of carrying this yoke. Certainly that may have been true for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that is happening. I think women on a deep level recognize. A couple of weeks ago, interesting you bring it up, but I saw in my meditation something I had never seen before, because obviously we have many women who have bucked their conditioning in various aspects of society and gone against the grain and plowed dangerous, you know, territory and gone before us. But this was different. This was a stirring of women en masse around the world. And I think most women are not fully conscious of what it is exactly that they're feeling yet. But it is a call. It's just a feeling that our time has come. And I'm seeing that in so many places on the internet and hearing it from so many different women, that there is this stirring, that we know that we have something to do. And I feel that while there are many things to do in the physical world, that we each have gifts that we come into this life bearing, and that we each have a dharma, that which is correct for us to do in the world, what we normally call our career, right? Or what
or
we're here
work,
to provide,
yeah.
to give, our work, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that really, it has to come from a place of standing in our power. That's what I call it, which is
yes.
a place of standing not against the patriarchy or not for something else, but simply standing in a place of balance where both for and against have come to rest, because there is no anger against the masculine. And the masculine has a very, very difficult transition to make now. And most men are completely in the dark about, if you examine a man on a spiritual level, he really acclimates to his heart. Power is not his essence. A woman's power is essence. Spiritually, mm-hmm. and spiritually a man acclimates to his heart. And so I'm seeing that men are being asked to reclaim and relearn the energy of the heart, and to support women in the work, this very sacred work that they're doing of standing in their power. And then as women stand in their power en masse, for men to actually have the opportunity to react to it and to process their whatever triggers them about this crescendo of female power. So the work on both sides is very challenging, because we're completely reversing the way that the world works in terms of our conditioning.
Reminds me of the time my second husband and I traded places. He became the house husband and I went to work. And what a lot of work we had to do to redefine roles and figure out who was going to be in charge of what and so forth. But that's extremely interesting to me. I certainly agree with you that that's a big part. Now, when I, interestingly, this wakes up all kinds of things inside of each one of us. I grew up in a family where my father was a military officer, and he misused his power tremendously, and I rejected power. And when I got to be about the age of 30, I realized that my life wasn't going to work unless I claimed my power, which meant that I needed to redefine the kind of power that was power to me, because I didn't want to do his kind of power over, abusive power. Yes. And I essentially have become what, in your book, Unplugging the Patriarchy, I'm going to train my tongue, you call it the solar female. I recognize myself there. That's the power I have claimed. Will you talk with us a little bit about the lunar and solar feminine, please?
Yes. I find the terms feminine and masculine so confusing because everything in our patriarchal era is reversed. And we show in the book, how that is reversed and how those energies feel because they are reversed, so one can actually tap into it and feel that within themselves. But the lunar feminine is something that so I like to use the terms solar and lunar. So lunar is the, of course, the moon, and that's the receptive, the nurturing, the yin energy on the planet, and the solar is more the passive, the passionate and the creative, the active principle, which is the yang energy. And so men have been programmed in the solar, and women have been programmed or conditioned in the lunar. Mm-hmm. And when you're conditioned in the lunar feminine, that basically means that you're trapped in your heart area. You can't be a seer, right, with the upper chakras, their energy centers of the body. You can't speak out through the throat chakra. You're not supposed to speak out in church. This is something that we've learned through religion. And you certainly can't ascend and become enlightened. Women have been ostracized from monasteries and made into nuns instead of monks, and you definitely can't go into the lower power energy centers. So you're pretty much trapped in the heart, and you have to listen to authority, and be quiet and demure. And so what we're being asked to do, I feel, is to simply balance that out. We're being asked to balance all polarities, but that is the essential polarity on the planet that is out of balance, the masculine and the feminine. Mm-hmm. Once that is righted, and I'm not just speaking in the world, but within each of us, that's where the change begins, is that each of us who is willing to take on this task of balancing the masculine and the feminine, or the lunar and the solar within ourselves, we of course contribute to a shift that's happening in the collective consciousness. So as you said so beautifully, there just came a time in your life where you knew you had to reclaim the solar. It's important, I think, to realize, because we're talking about an era of power where we've been studying power. And this is basically mysticism. Mysticism is the study of power or energy and the way it works in this world. And so it's a multifaceted arena. It involves how do I gain power? How do I avoid the loss of power? How do I store it? How do I transfer it to others? How do I reclaim it from my past lives? But it also includes the study of abusive power. And there's nothing wrong with studying abusive power. It's absolutely necessary to learn about it so that in the end we can come into a balanced place where we can wield power through the heart. And so, your father, my father, so many men on the planet have been conditioned in this solar energy and then taken that conditioning and misused it to abuse power. And when we say the word power, it's sort of like saying the word patriarchy, it has a negative connotation now.
Yes.
Because really we look around us and what we see with those in power is abusive power. But it's important to understand that we need, as a society, to learn that in order to make this very important transition that is happening, that is about to occur, and when the energies will lock down in 2012.
I love the way you talk about this. I am sitting here with a grin on my face because I married a powerful man in his own right. He's a neurosurgeon, and I brought with me not intellectual skills, but powers of the heart, you know, being connected with emotions. And I'm chuckling because in the early years of our marriage, he would look at me when I would behave in one of these solar feminine ways, and he'd say, "You're not normal." And and that has now progressed to, "You're not like any woman I've ever known." And you know, I'm really, my heart is going out to him and every person like him who has such a shift to make as people, as women do come into their power. My experience as a therapist is anytime you're waking something up, you're not real even and perfect about expressing it. So it seems like we have a few bumpy times ahead, as I have encountered in this marriage.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think it's very important for women to realize that we can assist men in that, and we assist them through this heart energy. That's what this balanced shift, that is the shift into balance, mm-hmm. is all about. And balance, you know, if we look at the chakras or the energy centers in the body, then of course the heart chakra in the center of the chest is the center of balance, and that's where I often meditate. And so it is a difficult transition, and we must help them in a very caring, I think, and understanding way. But also, you know, sometimes the kindest thing that you can do for someone is to allow them to learn their own lessons. And learning lessons about abusive power and the result of that is a painful experience. And so I think also as women, we need to be strong and allow the men in our lives to do their learning and to have the experiences that they need to have, but always to just to pull back a little and see that everyone has lessons to learn, everyone has gifts to bear, and that everything is being orchestrated, in my estimation, perfectly for each of us. So to let someone go through their experiences is a difficult thing to do, but very necessary at this time, don't you think?
I think with me, you're preaching to the choir here, because I almost take it. I see the earth as a giant school. That's the way I do my work as a therapist, and I do allow people to learn their own lessons. And that has been very, very important to me, and I'm almost totally adamant about it. You know, like, you will not take this away from this person. They really need this. You know, who do you think you are taking this pain from this person? So, yes, I totally agree with you. You know, we're up to our second break, and we have a question from the chat. So let me take a break here. You're listening to Full Power Living. I'm your host, Eileen Dillon. And come on back for more with our wonderful guest, Lucia Renee, who is author of Unplugging the Patriarchy.
Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Everybody feels anger, but if you don't learn to deal with it, anger can mess up your life. It can cause you relationship problems, difficulties on the job, or create health problems. If you want a way to understand and work with anger that's simple yet so powerful, it helps you to put an end to the specific angers that are messing up your life, then you'll want to get a copy of a mini course I've created for you entitled Reduce Anger Now. With it, I want you to be able to figure out what's stimulating the anger you feel and have an easy way to change that anger so you can dramatically reduce the anger in your life. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, longtime psychotherapist, coach, and anger expert. I've helped thousands of people to master anger, and I want you to begin to become an anger master in your life. Order Reduce Anger Now at the store, www.emotionalpro.com. That's www.emotionalpro.com. Welcome back to Full Power Living. You know, this program is unique on the airwaves. We've been on for more than 6 years, and we offer a platform to cutting-edge authors and thinkers who want to reach thinking, feeling, and caring people like you. We have great guests, like today's guest, Lucia Renee, and we have a whole lot of people upcoming next week. We have actress, model, and health advocate Marielle Hemingway, who will be discussing her latest book, Marielle's Kitchen. So go to emotionalpro.com, which you're on right now, and look at all the, we have a list right there for you to see some of the people that are coming up. We have Marcy Shymoff coming up. She's a editor and author for the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And she has a book called Happy for No Reason. And we also, this would be almost a furtherance of the conversation we're having today with Lucia, former U.S. State Department translator Fred Burks, giving us his insights on how he believes that all the news that's fit to print isn't ever printed. More practices of the patriarchy. So you can download our shows on your MP3 player from your computer here at the Emotional Pro site or on iTunes by subscribing under my name, Eileen Dillon. We've got 300 shows for you. You can listen 24/7, and we thank you for continuing to support us as we further our quest to awaken the world to the power and importance of human emotions. And I want to invite you also to check out my other two internet radio programs, Taking My Turn and Building Conscious Families, that I do with co-host and life coach Dakey Fox at the Women's Information Network, which is www.thewinonline.com. Our guest today is mystic, author, and explorer of consciousness, Lucia Renee, author of Unplugging the Patriarchy. And you can find out more about her by visiting unplugfromthepatriarchy.com. My tongue is beginning to work, Lucia. Okay, we have two questions now for you. The longer I take to get back to you, the more questions. So what do you mean, Lucia, when you say when we locked down in 2012? What does that mean?
Oh, good question, and I threw that out there without explaining it. Thank you. My seeing is that we're in a very interesting 3-year transition, this year, next year, and then 2012. And of course, for thousands of years, psychics have predicted that this is, you know, some ending takes place. And in my view, it's certainly not the end of the planet. I think we're well beyond desecrating the planet in such a way that she's going to end. Mother Earth is very strong. But we are at the end of this cycle that we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. very long period of time. And so this is the way it feels at the end of a cycle. You know, you were talking in the beginning about, you know, different reactions to what we're experiencing and the economy falling and the Mother Earth going through her changes. And the Hindus call this the Kali Yuga, the age of greatest darkness, or the age when the illusion is the thickest. It's the most difficult to see clearly. And it's violent and it's radical and this is the way it feels at the end of a cycle. Those of us who lived in the Atlantean cycle have experienced this once, and so there's something in our beings that recognize, well, this is just the end of a cycle. But the interesting thing about this 3-year period is that we are in flux because one cycle is ending and another has already begun. And what some people are referring to as the new world or the post-2012 Aquarian age, it's already begun and it's possible to take up residence there. All that's required is that we come into a place of balance and heart-based energies within ourselves. Easily said, not so easily done. And that's what my book is about, you know, how to unplug your energies from the patriarchy, how to do self-inquiry into those energies and move beyond them. So, but if we unplug from the patriarchal energies and the energies of this cycle, we can actually stand in consciousness. We can take up residence, you might say, in this new world. And the more of us that do that, the higher we can spiral this new world up. Because the new world isn't formed, it's forming. And we have the ability, in terms of the collective consciousness, those of us who wish to participate, to actually ratchet up the energy to create a new world that is unbelievably beautiful. We wouldn't really have to do anything at all, because the transition is so far beyond us, our personal selves. It's the transition that is the co-work of the divine, primarily the Mother Divine at this point, and Mother Earth. But we can assist, and I talk about this on my website, how women at this particular time are being asked to stand in their power and form a circuit of energy to assist Mother Earth. So we can dream a new world, if you want, and dream it very high, but at sometime, presumably at the end of 2012, the energies will lock down. And what that means is that will create a foundation on which the new cycle will evolve. But it will lock. It's not locked now. So we can dream it up, we can spiral it up and leave a very, very beautiful foundation on which further future generations can build a new world. Does that make sense?
It makes wonderful sense, and it just sounds so... I just get calm as I listen to you. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. We have another question here. Could Lucia also speak to the energy of free will and how this principle can guide us through our learning balance and power as individuals and as a life stream?
Yes, that free will and the whole concept of will is something that I've really had to look at because... you know, we were talking a little bit about the solar feminine, and the lower chakras or energy centers are the power chakras, primarily the navel chakra, which is below the navel, the physical navel. And it's so my teacher used to talk a lot about will, using will or powering through things. And then not that long ago when I was writing the book and going back and doing some research, because his teachings, very beautiful teachings on an array of topics, are woven throughout the book. And I listened to a CD that he had made, and I heard something I had never heard before, which was that to wield power is really to align with divine will. And I came into a very different understanding. So in the book, I talk about how personally I wield power through those lower chakras, but also how the women, the three women who brought to the table very, very different skills, the women who dismantled the patriarchy, how we collaborated. And collaboration is something different than cooperation. Cooperation is where we say, I'll give you this, you give me that, we'll both be comfortable and we can coexist. But the collaboration that we did, and I believe women are being asked to do at this time, is about actually moving the personal self out of the way and allowing this divine feminine energy to come through the circuit of female collaboration that is formed when multiple women come together. So this is really divine will. We've entered a time when we as women, and soon as men as well, we have this ability to co-create with Mother Divine. But it means that we must put our personal agendas, our personal desires and aversions out of the way. And the way we do that is by investigating them and finding the fear at the bottom of those conditioned patterns and bringing those through the heart and moving, bringing them to rest, you might say. If we can bring them to rest enough times, then finally they drop and we're able more and more to stand in our power.
And that is part of, you talk about the importance of self-acceptance also, rather than pushing those things away, you accept that they are there and essentially you bring them in and love them to death. As my grandmother would say, you just love them to death.
Yes, that's right. Self-acceptance is huge. It's just a huge learning. And we as women particularly have not been taught to accept and to love ourselves. And I know there's a lot of talk about that. A lot of women are speaking about the need for women to honor ourselves. And it's so important.
You know, right after, I mean, within days of the time I finished reading Unplugging the Patriarchy, you talk in the book about the influence of the religious and the religion and the monarchy, and particularly the Catholic Church. And within days afterwards, I'm not Catholic, but I had the opportunity last week to personally meet with two retired leaders of the Catholic Church here in the United States, an archbishop and a cardinal. And it was really profound. I've never had that opportunity before. Mm-hmm. I found the men themselves were gracious and charming and giving and kind, and yet the way you perceived the religious system and in good part the Catholic Church, you brought them under fire as real, staunch retainers of the patriarchal system, supporters?
Yes. I think you bring up an important principle because it doesn't, you know, my view of religion, and let me just elaborate on that a little bit so we'll form a basis here of discussion. The problem with religion is that, religion serves many people. Many people need to have the experience of religion, and that helps them. And I'm not dissing that at all. But what I'm saying is that religion, by and large, teaches us throughout the patriarchal age that there is a power beyond ourselves and that we must somehow reach up to that power. It places the power outside of ourselves. It places the divine outside of ourselves. And my view is that it's a more Gnostic view. No, power is within, the divine is within, it's within every cell of our being, and all we have to do is drop back into ourselves, because that's where all the answers are. So it's important when you look at any aspect of the patriarchy, any component, religion or business or whatever, not to look at the thing itself, but to look at the intention, to look at the energy that animates it, because you can't judge the thing. We can't judge the church. Many people in the church have beautiful intentions and are there to serve. But by and large, the concept of teaching people that that the divine is outside of themselves and that they need a minister or a pope in order to make contact with the divine does not serve personal evolution. Right? So the energy that animates religion throughout the patriarchal era has been extremely problematic.
I totally agree. Yes. So I clearly could talk with you all day, but before we have to end, I want to ask you, in Unplugging the Patriarchy, there was so little resistance to your efforts. And given that other people were also mystics, that could have opposed you? Is there an explanation for why there was so little resistance to your unplugging efforts?
Well, there was a little bit of resistance. You know, the man who wants to rule the world. He's of course the villain in the story.
Right, right.
And he's woven throughout, and that was quite a lot of resistance for me personally to have to overcome my fear of meeting him head on and reconciling that within myself. But I think people have asked that question, and it's a very interesting question because the way these women work, as I described before, was to move themselves out of the way. Of course, no human being can dismantle an entire patriarchy. It's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
But a woman or a human being who is willing to move the personal self out of the way and allow herself to be used to facilitate the divine, to co-create with Mother Divine, then miracles can happen, right?
Uh-huh.
And this is the way the patriarchal energies were dismantled. And so I've just lost my train of thought. What was the question? the resistance. So the ruling elite works on a much more basic level. They work in a patriarchal way. They work in a sort of black magic way.
Uh-huh.
Yes? It's not allowing the divine to come through. It's trying to manipulate
right.
the energies from a personal standpoint. And that's very basic, and it can be problematic, but it's very rudimentary.
Mm-hmm.
And in comparison to working with this divine energy and allowing it to flow through yourself, there's really no competition.
You know, you just reminded me that some years ago, it'd have to be 20 or 25 years ago, I worked with someone who had come afoul of the Internal Revenue Service. And I persuaded this individual that he had much more power working on the inner planes than he would on the outer planes. And he listened to me, and they wanted to bring charges against him and prosecute him and so forth. And he was in a situation with another individual who did not seek my counseling. And at the end of a 3 or 4 year cycle that they went through, the charges were continued against the other person, but dropped against the person I was working with.
Oh, such a beautiful realization. I think it's true, and hopefully my book communicates that because, you know, we as our higher selves draw to ourselves the experiences that we need. And it's hard to understand that, I think, initially. But I came to a point where I was really willing to take full responsibility for each experience that I had, each thing that triggered me. And I think this is what you were counseling this gentleman to do.
Yes, I was.
And if we are willing to reconcile, if we are willing to look and say, well, this is not really outside me. This is my projection of consciousness onto the situation. I have drawn this into my life. What is there for me to learn? It takes humility, and it takes being ruthlessly honest to begin to work on that level. But once you do, once you turn your attention in and say, what can I change about myself? What am I being taught? How can I bring this polarity in my own consciousness to rest? Then the outer situation always goes away.
You know, that's the basis of the psychotherapy work that I do, is helping people to say, what could this be teaching me? And it while it may take a lot of strength or courage at the beginning, once you understand how the system works and that you get free so quickly, like immediately, once you do that, it almost becomes, I mean, there's no question. Of course you'll do it that way, because it's so much easier in the long run.
I agree. And you see this divine feminine energy, I think, that's raining down on the planet makes that process so accessible for people. So it's my hope that women and men alike will be able to access that and to bring these areas of rest to rest inside of themselves much more quickly and efficiently than we've ever been able to do before.
Mm-hmm. From our chat, thanks to Lucia for her being, her meaningful work in bringing this message, and her gracious and loving presence.
Oh, thank you. It's been such a pleasure to be with you.
Don't we have a great audience? Well, I've really enjoyed it too. So I want to remind those of you who are listening that there's a wealth of knowledge and esoterica and thought-provoking ideas as well as entertainment in Unplugging the Patriarchy, and I know you'll enjoy it. And as you pointed out, Lucia, there is a currently, you can get this for a steal, $10. So go to unplugfromthepatriarchy.com and be sure to get your copy right away so that you get the benefit of this special sale. All right, so thank you for bringing this powerful wake-up call to the world, Lucia, and I hope lots of people will read and take in what you are so generously offering to us through Unplugging the Patriarchy. And thank you for being my guest here today on Full Power Living, too. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We'll continue our tradition of bringing you the most cutting-edge thinkers and helpers on the planet. Next week, we have actress, author, and health advocate Marielle Hemingway, author of Marielle's Kitchen, Bring Your Friends and Family. Thanks to Paul Johnston at Fresh Talk Media. And until next time, I'm your host, Eileen Dillon, thanking you for listening and reminding you, pay attention to what you want to become and not to what you want to overcome.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.